You're listening to 3 Mob Radio.
Zimbabwe women captain Marianne Musonda scored an unbeaten 52 in leading her side to a 6-wicket victory over Tanzania women in their opening Group A match at the ICC T20 Cricket Women's Cricket World Cup, the Africa qualifier happening in Botswana. Now, Tanzania batted first and were bowled out for 103 in 19.4 overs. Lauren Piri was the pick of the bowlers as she returned figures of 4 for 12 from her two overs. And so I had a conversation with Marianne Musonda, and the first thing I asked her was, how did it feel getting the first win of the match, and how important her performance as well as Lauren's 4 wickets?
I'm excited. I'm excited that I hit a half century. I think more than anything, I was happy to take the team home. I think we were in a tricky situation in the first 10 overs, so I'm glad that we were able to get to the target in 19 overs, 18-19, yeah. And I think it's important individually and for the team as well to perform well. It only gives the rest of the team, the rest of the guys in the changing room, confidence that, you know, next game they can show up for the team as well and bat well, bowl well, put the team ahead, and everything also will fall into place.
So you came in quite early after wickets fell. So what was the plan when that happened?
Coming in so early, especially without a lot of runs on the board, I just felt that I had to consolidate the situation first of all. Modesta was looking like she had settled in, so it was now about converting and surviving, firstly converting and making sure that the scoreboard was ticking. I think it took us a while to actually always be at par with the required run rate. But we were just trying to be patient and not to overthink things, try to keep it simple and to make sure that we tally with the required run rate and dispatch the bad balls. And it kind of happened in moments, and at times it wasn't happening, but we just knew that the more we hung around and rotated strike, it was going to get easier as the game was progressing.
Finally, at some point, the required run rate was over 7. What confidence does it give you to be able to deal with such scoreboard pressure?
Yeah, at some point, things were looking quite unstable, but Modesta and I just tried to come up with another plan. The runs were not coming easily, and we had 2 very important wickets which had fell at crucial times, so we were a bit behind. Actually, I think after 7 or 8 overs, we had less than 25 runs. So, you know, it felt like there was a lot of work ahead, but it's always about cutting down the workload. What seems like it's a lot, you just try to devise a plan, and that's what we did. At times it was working, at times it wasn't. But we just tried not to give up. And we knew that at some point we'd get boundaries, we'll be able to get 2s and push the fielders for them to miss field and put them under pressure, which is what ended up happening. So I think in those moments, you know, just communicating with your other partner and making sure you stick to the plan and making sure that you don't get too much under pressure is important. So it gives us a lot of confidence that once you just plan your innings, you'll be able to push through to the last ball. All we wanted to do was to fight to the last ball, which is what we did.
That there is the voice of Zimbabwe women's cricket captain, that is Marianne Musonda. Next, Zimbabwe take on Eswatini, that is on Saturday, as they continue their quest to book the sole ticket to the global qualifier. The name is Larry Kwirirai for 3 Mob Radio.
This is a 3 Mob Radio production. www.3-mob.com